Last weekend with my wife, I had the grace of going to the Shrine of All Saints, and I'm going to release an amazing video on the Eve of All Saints, October 31st, so you could see what that place is and how awesome it is. And when I was praying in front of the relic of Saint Catherine of Siena, a saint that I love, that prayed deeply, God showed me a new way to pray based on something that we have had since the beginning. And when it was brought to mind, I thought, how could we have not thought of this before? We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So first of all, it was sort of just infused into my mind. I practiced it over this last week, and it was awesome. It works. And I cannot believe that we have never done it before. Now, we have very many different ways that we can pray. Lectio Divina and the stages that it has, the rosary and all the steps and all these other devotions. But typically people struggle to pray because they don't know how to organize their time. Now, the way that I'm going to show you to pray, you're going to need at least 30 minutes to an hour. So anywhere between 30, 45 minutes to an hour is how it works best. And it is an amazing way to pray. And we're using something that we've already had since the beginning. Can you guess what it is? We're using the Mass. Now, this isn't praying the Mass. That's something else. This isn't understanding the Mass more deeply. This is simply taking the structure of the Mass and applying that same structure to your holy hour or 30 minutes of prayer. Now, when we go through this, you're going to see why this is so awesome. So this is a duh. Why haven't we ever thought about this? I tried looking this up. I don't think anyone's ever really talked about this. The Mass is structured in a way that's amazing. And if we simply follow that blueprint and use it in our prayer, it works. It's awesome. God has given us the Mass. Why not use the highest form of prayer and the structure that it has to structure our own prayer? So I divided, and when you look up different places, they talk about the different parts of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Word, the Liturgy of the Eucharist, etc. But I divided up the Mass into 12 steps that you will use in the prayer. So we're going to go through this. The 12 steps are right here, and I'm going to walk you through how you can use this in a holy hour. It is so awesome, and in doing this, it will make your prayer better. But it will also help deepen your understanding of the Mass. Okay, so first is obviously the sign of the cross. When you're going to your holy hour, start with the sign of the cross. Step one. Why? What's the logic there? That you are only praying and you should only want to access God the Father through the sacrifice of Jesus. So we start through the sign of the cross. The second is the greeting. Before you begin praying, say hello or good morning or good afternoon or good night to Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Greet them. Just like in the Mass, we say the Lord be with you and also with your spirit. That's a greeting. Greet God. Don't just start talking to God, asking for things. Greet him. Have some manners, people. Come on. The third step is a confiteor. Before you begin praying, greet God, but tell him that you're sorry. You cannot start praying if you don't lay aside your sins. That doesn't make any sense. That's why we do that in the Mass. Do that in your holy hour. So with every holy hour that you do, confess your sins to God. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for this, for this, for this, for this, for this. Forgive me for these sins. Thank you. Speaking of thank you, the fourth step is after you bring your sins to God, thank him. In the Mass, what's done is the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, praise you, God. So praise and thank God for forgiving your sins. Now you're ready to really pray. What comes after the Gloria in the Mass? The readings. So then pick two or three readings and read them. Meditate them. You can insert here the same things that you do in Lectio Divina. And these two readings don't have to be from the scriptures. They could be from some spiritual book that you have or something that you're following through. I'll sometimes use the readings of the day. Sometimes I'll use the Bible. Sometimes I'll use some book on the souls in purgatory. And as you're reading them, you're listening to what is God telling me. Then that's the sixth step, listening to God. In the same way that in a Mass, we have a homily where we're listening to God. After you read, sit in silence and passively receive, what is God trying to tell you? In other words, God, preach to me, and I'm going to be quiet and listen. Listen. God is going to show you something from what you have just read if you give him time in silence, just like a homily lasts 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Spend 5 to 10 to 15 minutes listening to God, not saying anything. After the homily and Mass comes the Creed. In your prayer, profess your faith. What does that mean? So if you read, let's say, things about the souls in purgatory, you listen in silence and you feel like God is telling that you should pray more for the souls in purgatory, profess in your faith what you have just heard. In other words, like say it out loud to make it concrete. I believe, God, that you have told me that I need to pray more for the souls in purgatory, for instance. Or I believe, God, that you have just told me that I need to go and forgive my spouse. Or I believe, God, that you have just told me that I believe that you need to, that I need to fast more, or some such profession that concretizes your faith and your prayer, and it directs it in an extremely specific way. And that is super important. After you profess what you believe that God has told you in prayer, come the petitions. The petitions in this prayer serve to give you the grace to do what you just professed. So if you profess that you believe that God wants you to fast, now pray and petition, Lord, please give me the grace to fast. Give me the grace to overcome gluttony. Give me the grace you ask to be able to do what you have just professed. You see how all this is connected? There's a logic that connects it. After you have the petitions, you bring up your gifts. What are you going to sacrifice? Lord, I'm going to sacrifice my laziness, my attachment to pleasure. I'm going to unite that to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross so that I can fast. I'm going to sacrifice this extra time for exercise so that I can pray more because I'm not praying a lot. I'm going to sacrifice my pride because I believe that you want me to go and tell my wife that I'm sorry. I'm going to sacrifice my pride. You bring up your gifts, the thing that you need to sacrifice to make what God wants to happen, happen. Then come the Eucharistic prayer, which is a deeper praying for the things that God is wanting to happen. So what you have heard in prayer, you're praying for it to happen first through the petitions, then in bringing up the gift of what you have to sacrifice, then this Eucharistic prayer, which is this gift of thanksgiving, which you can copy and follow the same pattern of the Eucharistic prayer in the Mass. That's a prayer. Use it in your prayer. Why not? I mean, come on, people. Let's get with this. And within the Eucharistic prayer, we summarize it with the perfect prayer, the Our Father. Just like in the Mass, we do that in a holy hour. So you're deepening your prayer. You're deepening this prayer to ask for this particular grace. Conclude that free prayer with the Our Father. And then you have this period of communion. Just like in the Mass, you receive the Eucharist. In this moment of your prayer, you spend 5 minutes or so receiving the graces that you have been asking for in the petitions, in the Eucharistic prayer, and in the Our Father. And you're speaking of, in terms of this particular holy hour, in this sense, this is a passive time simply of receiving. You're not saying or doing anything. You're receiving whatever it is that God wants to give you. You're acknowledging before God that you cannot make this happen. He has to give you the grace. And lastly, just like there's a go forth, the ite missa est, in the Mass, you have this go forth of this mission. Okay, now I'm going to go and do this thing that I've been praying about, praying more for the souls in purgatory, fasting, forgiving someone, asking for forgiveness, humbling myself, whatever that is, you go on mission. So in summarize, the 12 steps of prayer copied from the Mass, not just any steps, but from the Mass that will transform your holy hour if you follow the same structure: the sign of the cross, the greeting, the confiteor, the gloria, the two readings, listening to God as a type of homily, professing what you just heard, petitions asking for that to happen, bringing up the gifts that you need to sacrifice, the Eucharistic prayer, an extended asking of God for this to happen. Within that, the Our Father, receiving the grace from God to do those things and going forth on mission to accomplish it so that your prayer connects to doing something out in the world, not just feeling good in prayer, but actually changing. I have tried this at least 3 times this last week, and it is awesome. It is great. I wish I had known this before. I hope this helps you. The stages are right here. Take a screenshot. I'll see you in the next one.